I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. 25 years ago this month, a scandal began to emerge in Washington. It would rock the administration of one of the most popular presidents in recent times.
I don't think a mistake was made. It was a high-risk gamble. And it was a gamble that, as I've said, I believe these circumstances warranted. And I don't see that it has been a fiasco or a great failure of any kind.
President Ronald Reagan speaking at a news conference on November 20th, 1986. The high-risk gamble he was defending later became known as the Iran-Contra affair. The idea was to secretly sell weapons to Iran, violating the administration's own arms embargo, to encourage the release of American hostages held by pro-Iranian militias in Lebanon, and to use some of the proceeds to fund the Contra rebels fighting to overthrow the elected Sandinista government of Nicaragua. Congress had explicitly outlawed funding the Contras, so lawmakers began an investigation. The televised proceedings gripped the nation. A colorful cast of characters was called to testify. That included then White House National Security Council staffer Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North. Here's a clip of North being grilled by the co-chair of the congressional investigation, Representative Lee Hamilton.
Colonel North, did you make the decision to put some of the proceeds of the arms sales to Iran into an account for the use of the Contras?
Mr. Hamilton, on the advice of counsel, I respectfully and regretfully decline to answer the question based on my constitutional rights.
Despite such legal maneuvers, the Reagan administration was shown to have violated laws and lied about the scheme. But few heads rolled. 14 administration officials were indicted. Some lost their jobs. Most were pardoned or managed to avoid serving time in jail. Just one CIA officer ended up in prison. In the end, Congressman Hamilton called it a depressing story. Lee Hamilton now directs a center on Congress at Indiana University. Congressman Hamilton, looking back 25 years, what was the most troubling aspect of the Iran-Contra scandal, and is it still relevant today?
The Iran-Contra was just shot through and through with disdain for the law and with violation of all kinds of norms of our constitutional procedures. The policies of the United States government were characterized by secrecy, deception. You had a small group of senior officials who believed that they alone were right. They viewed knowledge by others in the government as a threat to their objectives. They didn't tell the Secretary of State. They didn't tell the Secretary of Defense. They didn't tell the Congress. They simply carried on their own foreign policy. It was just a very, very bad chapter in American diplomatic history.
And it seems as though the safeguards meant to prevent something similar from happening again were never implemented. I mean, could this sort of thing happen today?
Well, the government doesn't work unless people trust one another and unless they follow the constitutional requirements. Trust is the coin of the realm and kind of the bottom line in making our government work. And where you have a group of people that pay no attention to the Constitution, no attention to the law, then the system doesn't work very well.
Do you think since Iran-Contra there have been higher levels of trust in Washington?
We haven't had anything quite as flagrant as Iran-Contra occur.
Well, what about the lead-up in the war to Iraq? I mean, some might say the Bush administration came close to repeating, maybe even surpassing Iran-Contra. I mean, Vice President Dick Cheney essentially claimed that the vice president's office was not really part of the executive, and therefore he didn't have to disclose a lot of documents that would otherwise be public. Doesn't sound like much was learned.
Well, there are certainly some instances where we have not followed good procedures, but nothing like the pattern of deception and confusion and secrecy that you had in Iran-Contra. In the lead-up to the Iraq War, of course, the major problem was the intelligence simply was wrong. We went to war under false pretenses. That was a very, very bad mistake. But that event did not compare to Iran-Contra in the pervasiveness of the deception, the long period over which it occurred, and the total disregard for our constitutional procedures.
Let's bring it up to date, Lee Hamilton. What do you think is happening to the balance of power between the executive and legislative today in Washington? For instance, when President Obama decided to launch a military strike against Libya, he didn't consult Congress. They were essentially out of the loop.
You've had a drift of power from the Congress to the executive to the president over a period of decades. You cannot possibly argue today that the Congress is a co-equal branch of government. The budget is largely put together by the president. He's by far the chief policymaker when it comes to the budget. The decision to go to war is made by the president, not by the Congress. So perhaps the dominant trend in American government over the past several decades has been the accumulation of power in the executive branch. That continues under any president, Republican or Democrat.
Is that a dangerous thing, that the president can go to war without essentially consulting Congress?
It is, in my view. I think the decision to go to war is the gravest decision that is made by government. The founding fathers were exactly right when they believed that that should be a shared power. And the accumulation of power in one person, particularly on these questions of intervention, going to war, I think demand shared decision making.
Former Congressman Lee Hamilton co-chaired the congressional investigation into the Iran-Contra scandal. He now directs a center on Congress at Indiana University. Lee Hamilton, thank you so much.
Thank you.